Hello folks, it's your friend Bernie here and welcome to another amazing episode of the Co-Working Values podcast. And with me from her greenhouse in Hamburg is my friend Dina. Dina, what are you known for and what would you like to be known for?
Hi Bernie, a pleasure to speak with you. I'm known for my curiosity, I guess. And I'd like to be known for one of the people who brought co-working to Germany. And Ooh. Makes it a way of work that more and more people pick up.
I didn't know that. How did you bring co-working to Germany? Did you like put it in a suitcase?
No, I would like to be one of those people. I think we are a great movement in Germany already. I'm part of the German Co-Working Federation. And there is a great bunch of people who kind of kicked co-working off in Germany, I think 16 years ago. And I had the pleasure to be working with some of them. And I think there is so much potential still here in our country for more people to learn about how co-working works, what it brings to you, and what those values that we've formed. I've been working with co-working for some time, and more people, I'd say 2016 onwards, they said, you're a Scrum Master, or you're an Agile Coach. And I always was puzzled and told them, no, I am not. I don't do software. And as 5, 6, 7 people asked me, I was like, okay, there must be something to Agile, which is the way I work. So I started to learn and educate myself more about it. And I thought now I know why they think I'm an Agile Coach or a Scrum Master, because on the one hand, I've learned when I still was working in the pharmaceutical industry, I learned a lot about Lean and Toyota production system. So there's where a lot of the ideas in the Agile world come from. And I also think the way we interact within the co-working community has a lot to do with the way we work and interact within the Agile community. So, for example, being open and putting learning over experience is something that we share. So the co-working community says learning is more important to us than someone bringing the expertise. And that is something within Agile where we say, we're developing stuff that nobody's done before. So learning is an important part of how we do things together. And so this is, for me, a great connection to have these ideas of both worlds and bringing them together and letting them interact with each other. So I feel very privileged to be able to work in that area.
I always like that little corner of the universe you described there is one of the treasured, precious parts of the, co-working, as we like to say. And the roots of being in the open source movement, and I can't remember his name, but he was actually called Bernie, the game designer who opened a hacker space where people could collaborate and share ideas. And that kind of fluid sharing, collaboration over competition, I think is one of the bits of society that, or co-workingness that I'd like to bring to society. So it's really interesting. One of the reasons I hit you up was you've just been to the Co-Work 2024 yes. event. And what was can you explain what that is for the few people that haven't seen everything about that online in the last few days? And then yes. what was the big takeaway for you? Which I already know, but I've got to build it up, I've got to pretend like I'm going to be surprised when you tell me.
So the Co-Work generally is the German-speaking co-working conference within Germany. We try to move it from into different parts of the country so that people who want to join us can do so easily. Maybe if one year it's been in the south in Karlsruhe, next year it's going to be in Berlin. So we want people to be able to connect with each other, catch up with each other, educate themselves. So that is one of the core things we do as the German Co-working Federation, bring our community into that event and having a really great 2.5 days together and kind of to reconnect, to recharge, and also to focus our work. So even though we are like everywhere in Germany, and we also had guests from Austria and Switzerland and the Ukraine this year, to find out where there are common things that we can do and where we can do things as a big community, although we are in all the different parts, in rural areas or in urban areas. So that is the co-work, like a 2.5 day event where we all meet up, and it's like a big gathering of old friends.
I think we're going to say it's like a big bar camp. It's yes. What was the big takeaway? Because let's get right into that, because I loved the I loved it when you revealed that to me at the beginning.
So this time, for the first time, we thought about how can we work with the co-working values even more than we already do. And the idea was to select one of the values and start with Co-work 2024, everybody to talk about it and work on that particular value. And this year's value that we selected is sustainability. So it was, for example, one of the keynotes was someone who was who's working and creating interiors in a cradle-to-cradle way. And he talked to us about what sustainability looks like from his point of view. So he said, instead of measuring your footprint, you should measure your handprint. And he was explaining how we can, if we refurbish spaces, for example, how we can make a really, really big difference in the way we decide how to do these things. So it was right from the beginning with the with that keynote, we were diving into that topic. And we had some of the barcamp sessions. So the Saturday traditionally is our barcamp day. Some of those sessions were already working with sustainable topics. And the last day, which we always call the Quality Sunday, we had a little inspiration playing with Lego Serious Play on the topic of sustainability. And the idea is now that everybody will use the things that we've learned throughout the next year and apply them to their spaces and communities, and that we create touch points where people can meet up. So we have the Co-working Climate Coalition, for example, and Gregor is leading it, and he had a talk on Sunday morning where he explained that we've created such a guide for the co-working movement on how to become more sustainable. And they are holding regular meetups, and we will build on that during this coming year until the next co-work, where we will then start to work on a different value. So yes, sustainability and working on that is a big thing. And for me personally, the takeaway was also thinking about sustainability in terms of our own way we work, the way we work. So we can look at it from an point of view of materials and resources. And I always, as I try to change the way people work together, I'm always thinking, and there we the agile part again, they are looking for a sustainable pace in their work. And one of the things I'm experiencing a lot is that we're struggling with that in the co-working movement, to find a sustainable pace to do our work, because a lot of people love it so much and they're so passionate that they put in too much work and forget about themselves. Don't know what your experiences are there.
All of that. So is it when you talk about sustainability, I'm just checking because I'm in the right place. It's not just about recycling. It's about sustainability of our energy as human beings and being able to, so it's looking at that, is it looking at that word in lots of different ways? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
That is what we always tell people who are all new to our values, that we say there is that, for example, value of sustainability. And you can look at it from very different perspectives, from energy perspectives, water perspectives, the soil, the resources you're using, the food you're providing, the way you dress, the way you heat. So lots of aspects, and every space, every community decides for themselves where is their area of focus. So for example, if spaces and communities have done a lot of work on their interior, for example, they are probably not going to focus their work for the coming 12 months there, but they might decide to go and work on something completely different. So what we are probably, and I'm hoping what we are going to see, is that we'll have many different perspectives on sustainability and what we can do with our communities will be known to each other and will inspire each other to look into different topics that are kind of subtopics to sustainability for me.
This is like where we met in WeShare, you'd be able to do things like this. And like when there's lots of people, kind of lots of brains, it goes back to what we said at the beginning of this podcast, is when there's lots of people giving a little bit, because we're all very busy, you know, we have families and we have jobs and we have work and we have, you know, to put more toilet paper in the bathroom in our co-working space. So there's not a lot of time. Mm. And when lots of people think about the same thing together and share it, it's really, really valuable. And it's one thing to, that is why we called this the Co-Working Values Podcast, because it was a good way to find a reason to talk about each value in depth. And as we go around talking about, let me see if I can do it, collaboration, openness, sustainability, accessibility, and community. Everyone's got a little take on it. So you're not kind of like telling people this is what community is. It's everyone's telling you what they think community is. And the perspectives are really, really important. What else did you think about that? I really love the way we've gone into this thinking about the word. I know it's a bit, let's think about the word, but like, what else does that word mean to you?
Well, to me, we're just recording the podcast and I'm sitting in my, you said, from my little greenhouse, which is, I'm really sitting in a little wooden hut right now in my garden. I do live in Hamburg in northern Germany, and we do have an apartment, so I usually don't have a garden coming with that apartment. So I rented one, and I'm trying to grow food here with the permaculture principles. And that is something, for example, that for me, I found a lot of community members within the German Co-Working Federation doing the same thing. So we are trying to grow food in our close by gardens and trying to make the way we nourish ourselves more sustainable, and sharing hints and tips how to do it, and talking to neighbors and encouraging them, for example, not to only plant flowers, but to plant a little bit of their food. And this adds to, on the one hand, to food security for me. And we talked about that earlier, that food that you harvest from your own garden, where you've grown it organically, tastes so much better. And so we create different memories for people, for example, in our communities, if we do these things together, and we can inspire people by doing that. So a lot of my work colleagues, because I post a lot of on Instagram from my garden, they talk to me about gardening and they start their own little gardening projects. And I think that's the whole idea for me. If we want to create a sustainable change, we need to involve as many people as possible. And that we need to create that change is pretty obvious these days with all these climate disasters that we can see around us. And that is, for me, also spreading hope that there are different ways of doing things and approaching things that we used to do differently for a very long time. But now we need to change them. And if we do it together, that's more fun and it's more encouraging.
That is what you just described there is a, you know, over the last nearly 15 years of being in co-working is there's so many things I've found out about by being in a co-working space or being in some type of community with people and seeing what they're doing on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I would have, I know, kind of cross-fertilization, and it's interesting that that term comes so easily, cross-fertilization of like ideas and moving stuff around the community. So what else is in the plan for the year of sustainability in the German Co-working Federation?
Yeah, so we one thing we want to do is we want to create events where people get together and discuss what they've done, share ideas, encourage them to talk about what they've done, because that is one thing that you just mentioned. If I see someone else whom I follow doing stuff in a different way, I'm encouraged to do it. Because if they can do it, how difficult can it be? I can do it as well. So these kind of things, creating these stories together with our community and helping each other in becoming more, becoming experts in helping others to live a sustainable life and being the spots where the people can see it, feel it, taste it. I think that is where the power of the community lies. And this is something we want to tap into during that year. So I know, for example, Christian is going to invite people to have little follow-up Lego series play sessions with certain sustainability topics. And Gregor, the one running the Co-working Climate Coalition, they have a quarterly meetup, and he will probably, from what I've seen on the co-work, prepare them in a fantastic way and encourage people to continue to learn and experiment with these things. So, yeah, I'm so really curious.
Something I'm dying to ask is how, because I know that Lego play series, I've got the book, and how did you, what did you do in the Lego play to get to this, you know, learn about sustainability or create the conversation around sustainability?
Yeah, so after we did the kind of skill building part with the Lego series play, where we learned how to use the bricks and think with our hands, Christian posted the question, what can we as a co-working community do in terms of sustainability to work with each other? And I was working with three other women, and everybody built their little model, which explained how we saw what we can do. And you could see within the models, there was a lot of talk about how we can connect and interact and how we can use technology, but also use community. And one thing that personally touched me was the little model of my colleague from the Ukraine. And there was a tank in that little model. And that tank was pointing at a person, and that person had the connection to the co-working community, to the German Co-working Federation, she said. And it was, she expressed all the hope to learn and help rebuild things in a sustainable way, and that the connections are providing hope within that situation. And that it was something that was, to me personally, very touching and kind of made it clear to me why those gatherings like the co-work are so important for our community, to be in touch with each other and to see those perspectives having an impact on people's lives.
That the Ukraine connection, because a lot of Jose did some amazing podcasts with Vika and other people from the Ukrainian Co-working Association when Russia invaded Ukraine. And it is that feeling of the possibility of rebuilding when peace comes is huge. And it just takes the, feels a bit silly saying this, you know, sitting in my flat in Vigo, but, you know, it takes the meaning of co-working to a whole new domain. Why this is what is possible when you get those experiences at events like that. So is it Christian who's doing the whole Lego series play thing?
Yes, he's the lead Lego series play facilitator currently in the German Co-working Federation. And we will run, for example, workshops, because this method helps communities also to express their ideas and to connect. And that is one thing we want to use this year, to help people express their ideas and connect with each other.
That is, I'm so jealous he's doing that. that is beautiful. Thank you for all of that today. Where's the best place we can find and connect with you online?
Probably on LinkedIn, when it comes to my professional life, Dina Sieralta, and if you want to see my garden, on Instagram currently. And I just started on Mastodon instead of X. So I'm leaving X, and you can find me on Mastodon.
The end of an era.
yes.
That was...
And that is something I learned about at Co-work.
there's never been more... And I don't know if you know, but on Blue Sky, German co-working is Doris is on Blue Sky and other people around there. That's the other place where it's all going down. The other thing, just while I've got your attention, folks, I need to direct you to our other podcast, because we're talking a lot about sustainability here. And Tracy Wilson from the States, who used to run, I can't remember the name of the co-working company. It is Pacific Workplaces, sorry. That was her family's company. And she now runs super.org, which is a certification for single-use plastics in co-working spaces. So I'm going to direct you to that with a link in the show notes, because there's the sustainability conversation is alive and kicking. And like we just said in this podcast, the more connections we can do, the better. So thank you for your time and attention today. Say goodbye, Dina.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Have a great day. Cheers.